Welcome back to the 2 a.m. Book Review Club, where we stay up late talking about books or talk about books that made us stay up late. So, I want to begin this episode with a couple of apologies. Apology number one, if you can hear a fan running in the background, that's because it is. It is, well, very much summer weather where I'm at, so I am going to keep the fan running for the duration of this recording session, because otherwise, frankly, it would just be too unpleasant for me. So apologies if you can hear background noise. And then apology number two, I know that this week's episode is being released later than usual, but as you can probably tell by my voice, I have been dealing with a very nasty illness. I'm 90% sure I had the flu, which is not fun. And even though I am feeling much better than I was a week ago, I'm still not completely back to normal. I'm still not feeling 100% great. So for this week's episode, instead of my usual book analysis or review type episode, I have instead decided that I'm going to use this week's episode to make my summer reading challenge announcement. I am very excited to announce that I am launching the Historical Fiction World Tour Reading Challenge. In this reading challenge, we will be visiting 10 countries around the world by reading a historical fiction book for each of these 10 countries. This reading challenge is being hosted on the Storygraph, and the link is, of course, in the episode description. If you'd like to join this challenge, all you have to do is click the link and create a Storygraph account if you don't already have one. But before you join this reading challenge, you probably want to know a little bit more about it, such as which 10 countries I've chosen and what kind of books I'm planning to read for each prompt. And so what I'll do is I'll go through each of the 10 countries, and I'll also go through which book I'm planning to read for each country. And hopefully by the end of this episode, well, one, hopefully my voice will hold up, and I also hope that you will be inspired to join this challenge by the end of the episode. Okay, so country number one in our historical fiction world tour reading challenge is England, which is practically a freebie, probably the easiest prompt to fulfill in this entire challenge, because let's be honest here, the vast majority of historical fiction books written in English are set in, well, England. For this prompt, I'm planning to read Wolf Hall by Hilary Mantel, which has been sitting on my physical TBR shelf ever since I picked it up at a library book sale for $1, which is an insanely good deal. But for some reason, I haven't read it yet, and I think this will be the perfect way to finally get around to this book. Wolf Hall is set in Tudor England, in the court of the infamous Henry VIII. You know, the guy who had 6 wives. And it's set during the very uncertain period of time when Henry VIII was trying to divorce his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, so that he could marry his second wife, Anne Boleyn, who, as we all know, he would later end up beheading because he was like, divorce, who wants to go through that again? And honestly, on some level, I do kind of understand why he was reluctant to go through the divorce process again, because when he did go through that divorce process from Catherine of Aragon, everyone was like, divorce? More like trying to undermine the foundations of church and state. And Henry VIII was like, well, maybe I should just kill everyone who doesn't agree that I should get this divorce. Honestly, everyone involved in this episode of history was very, one might say, unnecessarily dramatic, but that's why it's so much fun to read about, right? I'm really excited to read Wolf Hall. I love stories about Tudor England, and this book in particular is considered one of the best historical fiction books about Tudor England, and just one of the best historical fiction books out there, honestly. And also, once I do read it, I can finally take it off my physical TBR shelf. Country number two in our historical fiction world tour reading challenge is France, the country right next door to England, and again, a country that people write a lot of historical fiction about. For this prompt, I'm going to read The Queen's Fortune by Alison Pataki, which has a listed price of $28, but which I picked up for $7.97 at Books A Million's clearance section, and I still think that's a really great deal. But I have let this book languish on my physical TBR shelf for at least a year at this point, and I'm really excited to read it because, first off, what a gorgeous dust jacket cover. It's luxuriant, it's elegant, and I love the way the light catches on the gold foiling. Definitely a pretty addition to my bookshelves, and obviously the story itself is appealing to me as well, at least in concept, since I haven't actually read it yet. The Queen's Fortune is set during the Napoleonic era, and it follows the life of a real woman named Desiree Clary, hopefully I pronounced that right, who, according to the dust jacket, captured Napoleon's heart, created a dynasty, and changed the course of history. I love stories of powerful, ambitious women. I find Napoleon to be a really intriguing historical figure. I mean, talk about a powerful, ambitious person. And I love stories of courtly intrigue and scheming and backstabbing. So hopefully I'll really enjoy it. But even if I don't, I'll still be happy I finally got around to reading it. By the way, can you tell that this challenge idea started out as me realizing that my physical TBR shelf is kind of in a state of emergency, and I happened to notice that a bunch of the books on my physical TBR shelf were historical fiction, and I was like, I just had a really great idea. Anyway, country number three in our historical fiction world tour reading challenge is Germany, which does have a lot of historical fiction written about it, even if most historical fiction books about Germany are about, well, World War II. As a matter of fact, the book I'm planning to read for this prompt is indeed a World War II book called At the Wolf's Table, written by Rosella Postorino and translated into English by Leia Janechko. Hopefully I pronounced that right. Again, it's listed at $27, but I again picked it up for $7.97 in the Books A Million clearance section, which truly has the best deals for unused books, at least where I live. At the Wolf's Table is set at the Wolf's Lair, which was the nickname for Hitler's secret headquarters in the German countryside. And this book follows a woman named Rosa, who has been assigned as one of Hitler's tasters, the women who taste Hitler's meals to make sure that they're not poisoned. These women did actually exist, and I first heard about this historical phenomenon when I read a different historical fiction book, The Taster by V.S. Alexander, which, I'll be honest, I didn't really enjoy, despite the really interesting subject matter, partially because the main character didn't feel fleshed out or believable, and partially because I did not sign up to read about her fairy tale romance with a high-ranking SS officer who apparently had no idea what he was getting into. Yeah, no thank you. But I bought At the Wolf's Table because it appears to be a much more nuanced perspective into this fascinating historical episode, and I'm really, really excited to read it, especially since it is a work of translated fiction, and I'm definitely trying to add more of those into my reading life. Country number 4 in our historical fiction world tour reading challenge is Russia. And kind of like how most German historical fiction stories are about World War II, a lot of Russian historical fiction stories are about the Cold War. And yes, the book I'm planning to read for this prompt is a Cold War spy story. A genre that I haven't read in a while, but which I am excited to dip my toes into again. And the specific Cold War spy story I'm planning to read is Our Woman in Moscow by Beatriz Williams. Again, I found it in the clearance section, and since it's a paperback, it was only $2.99, which in this economy, truly a steal. Our Woman in Moscow is set in the aftermath of World War II, and it follows two sisters, Iris and Ruth. After Iris seemingly defects to Moscow, Ruth decides to track her sister down and discover the truth of what happened to her. We've got espionage, we've got complex sibling dynamics, we've got divided loyalties, we've got all the ingredients of a really fun spy story, and I'm excited to find out if it's actually as good as it sounds. Country number 5 in our historical fiction world tour reading challenge is Italy. And talk about a country with a rich history. The book I'm going to read for this prompt is The Name of the Rose by Umberto Eco, which is set during the medieval era, which is a fascinating time period in general, and especially fascinating in Italy. The Name of the Rose is about quote-unquote, a series of bizarre deaths in a 14th century monastery, and it's famous as a historical mystery that really pushes the boundaries of what a mystery can be. It incorporates logic, theology, and philosophy that informed the medieval worldview. And this book sounds right up my alley. I'm so excited to read it. And as a matter of fact, it's actually the first book for this challenge that I'm planning to read. I have it checked out from the library, and I'm planning to start reading it as soon as I'm done with my current book. As you can tell, I have very high hopes for The Name of the Rose. I'll even predict that it will be my favorite book of this entire challenge, and I guess we'll see how that prediction plays out. Country number 6 in our historical fiction world tour reading challenge is the United States, which I know is a bit basic, but one, there really are so many historical fiction books written about the United States that this will be an easy prompt for people to fulfill. And two, I have a truly ridiculous number of historical fiction books set in the US on my TBR, and I'd like to motivate myself to, you know, actually read them. The book I'm going to read for this prompt is Everything I Never Told You by Celeste Ng, who you may know as the author of Little Fires Everywhere. I read Little Fires Everywhere a few years back at this point, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm definitely excited to read more of this author's work. Everything I Never Told You is her debut novel, and it's set in a small town in Ohio in the 1970s. We follow a Chinese-American family named the Lees. They are living in this small Ohio town, and then one day they are devastated to discover that their daughter Lydia has died. We've got complicated family dynamics, we've got secrets, and we've got a dead body. I am prepared to have my heart broken and then for this book to stomp on the pieces because I have read Celeste Ng's work before. I know how emotionally visceral it can get, and I am very, very excited to read Everything I Never Told You. Country number 7 in our historical fiction world tour reading challenge is Mexico. And for this prompt, I'm finally going to read The Hacienda by Isabel Cañas. I say finally because this book has been on my radar since last year when I was planning to read it for spooky season, but at the last minute, I chickened out because, well, it seemed a bit scary. But I'm finally going to force myself to read it because the blurb is just so enticing. The blurb has so many elements that are calling out to me. There's a haunted house, there's a woman trapped in a sinister marriage, there's a forbidden romance, and yes, this book is obviously going to scare me to some extent, but if I read it on a sunny summer day, then maybe it won't scare me too much, and I'll enjoy it as much as I think I'm going to. Country number 8 is Argentina, because last year I read a book from Argentina, Fever Dream by Samantha Schweblin. I read it for the Storygraph Reads the World Challenge, and I remember being really, really impressed, really blown away. So I decided that this would be the perfect chance to read more books from and about Argentina. The book I'm going to read for this prompt is On a Night of 1,000 Stars by Andrea Yarura Clark. What a beautiful title, by the way. I love titles that are beautiful and poetic, and this title is definitely both of those things. This book is a romance set during Argentina's dirty war in the 1970s. I had no idea what that was, so I went to Wikipedia, and Wikipedia tells me that the dirty war occurred from 1974 to 1983, and that between 22,000 and 30,000 people were killed or disappeared, and that this left a profound impact on Argentine culture, which is still felt to this day. I can already tell that this book is going to be devastating, but I'm looking forward to learning more about Argentina's history, and hopefully the romance is also an element I enjoy since it's apparently a huge part of this book. Country number 9 in our historical fiction world tour reading challenge is South Korea, and for this prompt, I'm going to read Pachinko by Min Jin Lee. By the way, I'm just now realizing that the prompt should be labeled Korea and not South Korea, since the division is a historically recent one, but hopefully I didn't confuse too many people and people realize what I meant. Pachinko has been on my TBR forever. It is a family saga that begins in the early 1900s and is a story of love, sacrifice, ambition, and loyalty, featuring complex and passionate characters, which sounds perfect for me. I love family saga stories, and I'm really excited to finally read a book I've heard such great things about. And finally, country number 10 on our historical fiction world tour reading challenge is Nigeria. Last year, I read A Spell of Good Things by the Nigerian author Ayobami Adebayo, again for the Storygraph Reads the World challenge, and I was blown away by the rich characterization and the fascinating perspective on a society and culture I didn't know very much about. And I'm very excited to read more books from this country. The book I'm going to read for this prompt is Half of a Yellow Sun by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. I'm so sorry, I know I messed up at least the last name, if not more of it. But anyway, the point is that this book is about what the blurb calls a seminal moment in modern African history. It takes place in Nigeria during the late 1960s, and we follow five unforgettable characters: a 13-year-old boy, a university professor, the professor's beautiful young mistress, and a shy young Englishman who falls in love with the beautiful young mistress's willful twin sister. The blurb calls this a tremendously evocative novel of the promise, hope, and disappointment of the Biafran War? Okay, I did not pronounce that right. But in any case, I'm very excited to read this book. It sounds like an epic saga of like war and love and complex people, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. And that is my overview of our historical fiction world tour reading challenge. Let me just quickly repeat for you again the 10 countries that we will be quote-unquote visiting in our world tour this summer: England, France, Germany, Russia, Italy, the United States, Mexico, Argentina, Korea, and Nigeria. If you'd like to join the Historical Fiction World Tour Reading Challenge, all you have to do is click the link in the description and create a Storygraph account if you don't already have one. This challenge has no start date and no end date, so you can join at any time, but I personally will be completing the challenge over the summer, and once I've finished, I will do a special wrap-up episode, which will probably come out in August, I want to say. So definitely keep an eye out for that. I hope you'll join me on this international reading adventure, but either way, that's going to be everything for this episode. And my voice has held out, but it is at its limits. So this has been the 2 a.m. Book Review Club. Thanks so much for joining me, and I will be back next week at 2 a.m., hopefully all healed. Until then, have a great week, and happy book travels!